Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble,
there's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, folks, this is the Gone Fishing Show. In studio today, we have Mr. Joe Dion and Mr. Cousin Jeff Altman.
Hey, what's up?
And a special guest that we've tried hard to get on the show, and he's finally decided to come in the studio today. Mr. Rick Hale. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing good.
Hey.
Glad to have you back, buddy.
Glad to be back.
Good deal.
Permanently back.
How's life treating you?
Yeah, well.
All right,
We're off to a good start. Hadn't smoked a cigarette in 6 weeks.
Man.
Wow, that's great.
That's wonderful.
Cold turkey. Fantastic. And, when the doctor has your heart in his hand.
Yeah, you stop smoking.
Yeah, you decide to stop smoking.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good.
That's all it took, huh?
That's all it took.
It wasn't that hard to quit smoking, was it?
Yeah. I bet. Everything. Well, thank you guys for keeping the show going as smooth as it has for the 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know how long I've been out. And
It's been a while. Out 10 weeks, man. Where you been?
Like a month, hadn't it?
Two months. 3 months.
Been a while.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I told Joe, dude, I did go through a period of time where I had no oxygen, where I actually was laying there with no oxygen go through my body.
Mm-hmm.
And you start forgetting things, and so the memory has come back, and things are working. But there are some things I don't realize how long you were gone, and so on and so forth.
Well, tell everybody, Rick, what exactly, I know you've been through a lot, and we've kind of been nondescript here on the show.
Did anybody tell him we sold the shop under him?
Twice. Kind of tell everybody.
I'm the new owner.
Tell everybody, kind of what happened to you, what you went through. We don't want to say anything on the air, so we want to wait for you to get back to.
I was going through to get a stent put in my heart. The doctor's hand slipped, and the metal stent perforated my heart, put two holes in my heart, and I died on the table, and this great surgeon was around. Gave me CPR, and they cut my ribs open, took my heart out, put it in their hand, found the two holes, put stitches in those two holes, and put my heart back in, and then it stopped again, and then they brought the paddles back out for the second time and got me my heart beating again. And
wow.
One of the main fears was how long I went without oxygen to the brain and so on. There's a lot of miracles going on in medicine nowadays, and I tell you, the main thing is that you learn when you go through an experience like I went through, and I was just talking to another guy, Styles Smith, our plumber, and they're going through fighting some situations. You get a second chance, you learn there's a lot more in life than making money and having fights with people and having arguments, and I've been trying to send out to some of our major sponsors, I thank you. A lot of times we don't say thank you enough to the people that really take care of us. We have just numerous people that have taken care of me and Joe over the 7 years that we've been on the air.
Well, somebody has to take care of Joe.
Yeah.
Joe needs
a lot of help.
Yeah,
I have plenty of oxygen.
He's a charity case. I'm working.
So yeah, Joe tries to get the oxygen for the both of us.
Man,
he sucks up all your oxygen.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just nice to have a second chance in life and go watch my grandsons play baseball. And
I know that's a joy to you.
Yeah. And the doctor yesterday said I had about another 4 more weeks. And it was right around kingfish time when the redfish tournament starts. Mm-hmm. I might be able to be out there in the boat then. At least get out there for a couple of hours and give it a shot at trying to catch one of those redfish for that redfish tournament.
Cool.
For the kingfish division of it.
And, well, we're glad you're okay.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're glad you're back, and we're glad you're okay. And thankfully, you have some skilled guys that are working on you. And, you know, like me and Jeff said, you know, you actually look good. I mean, you couldn't even tell you really that you've been in the hospital. I mean,
stop telling him he looks good.
He actually looks better.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that was
it's
just
amazing
the
what he's been through and looks like this. And then look at Joe. You think Joe's one had open heart surgery? You know,
yeah.
I think Joe had open belly surgery.
Brain surgery.
Yeah, belly.
Gosh, yeah, and they put a big old whopper in there.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
Jeff, I was reading. I saw it last night. I saw Anna Crowder was talking to Jacqueline Olson that they were out in Mill Cove, and evidently a big storm came, and they had a hard time. And then I noticed that they might be looking for a couple of kayakers. Is there any truth to that? Or
I saw something on there last night, and like within 10 minutes, I had about 3 different texts from people, hey, are you okay? Like, yeah, I wasn't out, and, you know, I saw what everybody else saw, you know, that there was JFRD was looking for 2 kayakers in Mill Cove. on the way in this morning, I made a call down to the Coast Guard station and talked to a BM3 over there, and he said, no, they had no search and rescues out for, you know, anybody, any kayakers in Mill Cove area.
Okay,
so well, I was out yesterday,
know,
and
hopefully, you know.
Yesterday,
it came out of nowhere yesterday, buddy.
Oh, I tell you what, that was one mean looking storm.
That's one thing, you know. I mean, people afternoons, the way it is when it heats up in the river and everything, those storms build on the river, and they follow the river a lot of times. And man, years ago, we were out in Chicopit. The SS Minnow is a little 10-foot John boat with a 2.2 kicker on it. We had a storm build on each side of us, and we were like, man, there's nowhere to go. And we beached the boat, and me and a buddy of mine, we sat there, we cut palm fronds and knelt next to each other holding palm fronds over us while we got pounded for probably an hour with lightning striking all over.
Well, what's so amazing is the technology that we have today. You can go to your phone and get a 5-hour window by simply just hitting the radar, and it gives you a 5 to 10 hours of extended radio. And most of it's, I mean, you can look on your radar and you can see that huge big red and yellow sign in Georgia, and it's moving southeast. You can anticipate it's going to come to you. Now, it's not a guarantee. A lot of times it breaks up. It breaks up. Yes, it does. But most of the time, you know there is a big line moving southeast from the northwest.
But most people are like me. I'm going to fish to the last second.
Yeah.
Well, that's what yesterday we were fishing.
And you're right, John. I mean, that is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I look at radar every single day. I mean, because it involves a lot of stuff with, you know.
Well, especially like me, because I'm a captain, and I got people's lives that are responsible. Yeah. You know, I'm responsible for. And like yesterday, you know, it had been overcast all day. And then about 11 o'clock, you know, it broke. And it was, I mean, baking hot. And you know how it's like the wind all of a sudden dies down completely? Well, then you know, like, you feel like the storm's coming then.
Yeah.
And we were doing that about 1:15 or so. Had Mike Roberson and his two boys on there. And I turned around and said, look, guys, behind us. And, you know, it's like it was going to the northwest. Well, it didn't. It actually came, I guess it'd be northeast.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
And so we go ahead and we packed it in, and we ran back to Mayport, and we got dumped on right.
One of the best programs that I personally use is IntelliCast. It gives you that extended radar. I mean, all the way, I can look at it right now and pull it up for future. And it'll show me all the way till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You
know, now is it guaranteed that that's going to stay like that? Absolutely not.
Yes.
But you know that at least you know get an idea what's going to be happening 6, 8, 10 hours from now.
All right, folks, listen to the Gone Fishing Radio Show. You can give us a call at 904-296-2692. Download the app on the Play Store at Sunny 102.3 FM, or you can go on the computer and live stream us at www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishingshow.com. Fishing with no G. Out.
Be right back.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheepshead, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, thank you for staying with us.
All right.
And, today, one of the B&M give us a call. They have problems with their shrimp. And guys, I'm not just saying B&M. It happens to all of us. Okay.
Well, you buy them. You're not producing them yourself,
right?
You know?
You think it's the salinity though? Because I have noticed.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's what there's two or three shops that can get right to the river or the intercoastal and grab water.
The Browns.
All those shops are having problems with local shrimp, I believe it is. I'm not sure. No, maybe it's West Coast shrimp.
Still West Coast.
It's the West Coast they're having problems with.
Because I've noticed, though, because you buy it and the time that you put it in your live well and you hit the live well on, they're dead in about 30 minutes. Yeah. Looks like we have a caller, I guess.
Yeah, there's no name.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. How you doing?
Hello.
No,
I can hear. Him
I can hear somebody.
Hi, you're on the air.
I hear a little voice.
Oh, I should know my voice.
There we go. We hear you. Come on.
I don't know what happened.
Hello, ma'am. If you're on the air with the Gone Fishing Show, can we help you?
Hear the show, Wallace.
We can hear you, ma'am.
Cut it.
Go ahead and cut it.
Yeah, okay. She can call back when
give
she
us a call
can
back.
Listen.
Give us a call back. We heard you, but you didn't hear us, evidently. Okay, here, Jackie.
That,
all right.
That was Jackie, I think.
Huh?
That was Jackie. I think.
That was Jackie.
Jackie.
Ja- Jacqueline, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Yeah. Okay. Cut him. Yeah.
All right.
Don't take the call anymore.
We're having a little fun.
Anyways,
here.
Back to the shrimp. Anyway, back to the shrimp.
The shrimp problem is a lot of rain. Now, me and the shrimper today, we sit down, and he kept a book, and we keep a book at the store. I keep one inside there. Most years, this rain will start usually in July, August. We'll see these afternoon showers, and it'll last through September. But we'll have three months, maybe 4 months of rain like we're having now, which is normal. But this year, it seemed to start in March, April, May, and has continued on. Now, we have as much rain as we're having right now. A lot of the pine needles, which are, you know, they're brown. You'll see the brown tint getting into the water. We don't know if there's any acid, you know.
You've got all the oak leaves and all of that, and it's a very tannic-type water.
Water, right this second. And so...
hello, Miss Jackie.
Jackie, you on there, babe?
Hello.
Jackie!
Three strikes, you're out, kiddo.
Yeah. We've tried.
Cut them.
Okay. Anyways, so back to the shrimp, though. We were just...
we were mixing our water perfectly. I mean, you would run the test and everything, and the salinity was perfect. The salt content was perfect. Put the shrimp in there, and I'd take a $300 bill and throw it out into the wind.
What automatically came to my mind is you're taking them from a water with not as much salinity, and they're going into shock and dying.
Let me ask you this.
That's what it seems like to
me. It seems like to me on charters when I have, and I've learned over the last couple of months about the different kinds of shrimp, how you can tell a white shrimp, you know, from a brownie and that kind of stuff by the colors of their tail. And obviously, they look a little different. But my question is, what would you suggest that the boater do or angler do to try to maximize the life of the shrimp once you get them alive? Because I'm having the same problem also.
There's not a whole bunch you can do.
Okay.
If the shrimp are healthy when you buy them, you got to keep it in your container with an aerator. And not bring in
the water. So just recirculate, and then instead of
recirculating, the water is going to kill the shrimp. It appears from what me and the shrimper today, doing the research we did today, it appears that the intercoastal and the river is killing the shrimp.
It must be, because I'm telling you, I'll get to the boat ramp and I'll run 20 minutes or so, and that's with live well running. And by the time I get there, and it's funny because some of the shrimp that are brown, I think they're the brownies. They live. I mean, and they kick like crazy, and they're lively.
It's just like if somebody was to come back in, say they purchased 3 dozen shrimp from us. They went out to their car with their bucket, and then they said, "Nah, we're not going to go fishing today. I want to bring these back." Actually, you can't really take those shrimp back because we don't know where that bucket came from. What was in that bucket? Did he have gas in it before or whatever? And if you take those shrimp, pour them back into our tanks, it's going to contaminate everything. And people don't understand
cross-contamination.
So that contamination can cause the same problem as you using your live well. In other words, you bought the shrimp at a shop, and they're healthy.
Well, my live well is empty when I get to the bait shop.
Right.
I put my plug in, and they normally give me a bucket, like 4 dozen shrimp with their water in it, and then I'll dump it in to my live well. So
the shrimp's living good then.
Oh, yeah.
It's when you turn
on. Until you add water.
Then when you start adding.
So what are you supposed to do then? I mean, what can you do?
Well, you leave them in the bucket and you run an aerator to it.
Yeah, you just run your own aerator.
And don't run your live well until the water gets better.
Let me ask you another question about bait, since we're talking about bait, if you don't mind. Is there a certain time of year, guys, that the mud minnows, here recently I've gotten a lot of big mud minnows, and they look like they are.
Chewed on?
Have roe on them? Have roe in them?
No.
Well, I'm saying I've gotten several of them here this past couple of weeks. I mean, they're so huge. And when you grab them, actually, I've been throwing those back in, honestly, because you squeeze one of them, and they'll shoot roe all over your boat, like little tiny fish eggs.
I don't think that was roe.
No, it is. It's the little eggs.
It could be. I've just never paid attention to mud minnows. this time of year, the mud minnows are hard to get. What happens is that they are large. They get into the traps, but there's not enough oxygen in those traps for all of them, and a lot of them will die. You also start seeing mud minnows with bare tops of their heads.
I've seen that.
Okay. That's the mud minnows eating each other.
They're eating each other,
And inside there. So it's
It just seems like the reason I was asking, either the mud minnows I've been getting, they've been like, you've seen them like Godzilla mud minnows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
They're pregnant with roe in them, or else the mud minnows are all real tiny. So there's no in between. It seems like to me you're getting either ones that are huge.
You're getting a dozen minnows, you're getting a dozen minnows.
No,
you might get a few big. Yeah.
I'm just asking what is it a certain time of year or something that's why that they are, the size they are or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
It is the time of year. But they also are weak. And August is the worst month for mud minnows.
A good guy to explain this could be Keith. If Keith's listening, Keith, give us a call and run over to me. You know.
But shrimp, now, guys, there's the brownie shrimp. This is the time for the brownie shrimp for here locally. But you're also seeing, and what we're having a hard time keeping alive, is the West Coast shrimp. The West Coast shrimp is a healthier, sturdier shrimp than anything here locally.
They're more to the left.
And they're more to the left. Yeah. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, fish.
All right. But for some reason or another, they are not adapting to this water right now at all.
Dying. Best thing for you to do, you buy your mud minnows, leave them in the container that they're in, and run a good aerator to them.
Now, mud minnows seem that they can survive in anything.
Yeah, they'll live in my lab for like
shrimp,
2 or 3 days.
They'll live in a cup of coffee.
But if you want to use live shrimp and you want to keep it alive, I would maybe put one or two in the live well and run the live well a little bit, keep the rest of them inside the bucket. If those one or two survive.
Now, here's one of my tricks. What I'll do is, freeze up a couple of water bottles.
That's what I do.
And I'll drop water bottle into that bucket and try to cool that water down a little bit for them.
Now, that's the other thing the shrimper said that we were doing that nobody else is doing. Fred will, he's got a bunch of containers. They're in the freezer. At closing time, he'll take those containers and put them into the live wells, the shrimp.
That's what
I do.
And that will bring the temperature down during the night, and the shrimp will be, much more livelier in the morning when it's still cool. Even though, like this morning, it was 79 degrees, I think, at sunrise.
Yeah.
So is your water getting pumped in from the river? So you have water on hand that's all recirculated or something? Okay.
We recirculate the same water.
Okay.
There's advantages and disadvantages. The disadvantages is that the heat stays in the water.
Yeah. I think Browns Creek has a valve and they sucks right out of the river.
Right.
Pumps it right out.
If the river is having problems, then those bait and tackle stores start having problems.
Help me out, Rick. That lady told me that that the shrimp that have the white shrimp are the ones on their fans. They have the green on their tails, and then the brownies have the brown on their tails.
That's true and not true. White shrimp, the easiest way to tell local white shrimp, long whiskers.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have that long whiskers. Sometimes,
West Coast are real short whiskers.
They're brown shrimp.
Yep.
But they have little or no whiskers at all, hardly.
Yep.
The local shrimp, sometimes when we get them, they're tied in knots. They kill each other. They get so twisted up with their long whiskers.
That's because they're in
net and everything.
Nets.
I didn't know that mud minnows actually like chewed the feet off of them. That's why you put them in there.
Yeah, you can't mix
together.
Them.
Yeah. The mud minnows actually chew their
they eat their eyes out.
They chew
and
the
they'll
off.
Eat their eyes too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You throw one mud minnow.
Anything protruding from that body, they'll eat it.
Throw one minnow into a bucket of shrimp.
Right.
And come back an hour later.
Right.
Gotcha. You're going to have a bunch of blind
All
shrimp.
Right, guys, we're going to take another quick break. We got a phone number, 904-296-2692. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. You want to download the app for your telephone, go to GoneFishingShow.com. I've got a question here, Rick. I'm going to have to get an answer from you, and I'll email them the answer. Apparently, it is from Lois Lane. and the office needs to know an answer to a question. So I'm going to send that answer to you. If y'all are listening, y'all hold tight. We'll be right back.
Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance Family.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452. The historic nonprofit Florida Theater presents One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, April 25th. One Night of Queen is a spectacular live concert, recreating the look, the sound, and the showmanship of arguably the greatest rock band of all time. Tickets are on sale now for One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, April 25th, at the box office or floridatheater.com. The historic nonprofit Florida Theater is sponsored by Community First Credit Union.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
If you're relocating within or out of the Jacksonville area or in need of residential property management or planning new construction, then you need Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build, call Home Finder Realty. And for residential property management up to 4 units, Robert McDonald has a challenge. Shop everybody else, then get the best offer from Home Finder Realty. Call 241-5501, 241-5501, or click hfrjacks.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hi.
All right.
Welcome back.
First of all, let me tell you, the weatherman last night said...
Lied.
He said the storms have been coming from the north to the south. And he said today is going to be just the opposite. Looking at the radar, he is correct. The storms are going to be coming from the south, heading our direction. And there's a big group of them that's forming right around Orlando right now. So if you're out in the boat, out in the kayak, please be careful. Be watching for the storms from the south, coming from the south today. Okay. Guys, now, of course, I haven't been out fishing in a while. So what's going on, Mr. Jeff? Are you out in the kayak any fishing? Or what?
No. Haven't been out in the kayak too much.
Okay, you got your boat going
now. A few
weeks
ago, yeah.
Jeff got a new boat, actually, Rick.
Who?
Jeff got a new boat.
I know it.
Yeah.
But the time
I got Carolina skiff.
He was telling me about the time I got sick.
Yep. This is a new one, Rick.
That's a new one, buddy.
So you got another one besides the one you were telling me about.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, we had our old boat, and then we just sort of upgraded a little bit. It's a little Carolina skiff, something to get around and get in the creeks. 16 foot.
Perfect size.
With a 40 horse on it.
Perfect size.
Yep. So, you know, got a few things I need to do to it, tweak it out and get it right. And, but last weekend, went out with one of our local captains, Don Taylor. We went out off the beach chasing some poons, and we saw some, didn't get any, but caught some nice sharks. Don caught a tag shark, so we're waiting on some information.
It was pretty neat. The lady called Jeff and I from the NOAA Fisheries up in Rhode Island.
Yep, and, Northeast Fishery.
She told me NOAA or something.
Yep.
Yeah, that's North. Yeah,
no, it is. Okay. Yeah. And just long story short, I mean, you caught the shark, and he had a tag on him, and it said on there, please call with location. And
reward.
Yeah, reward.
Had reward written on it. I like that word.
And so Jeff called, and she talked to him, and then she called me yesterday and told us thank you for, you know, obviously taking the time to do so. And then they're going to send us a report of the tracking of the shark, and then send us a hat or something.
But it was $10,000, but we just figured out
we'd rather have the hat.
Yeah. Money will be gone long before the hat will be gone.
So we chased the poons that day, though, and go ahead and finish up. We caught some other good fish, too.
Yeah.
Jeff caught a monster, actually.
went over by the jetties and started fishing around there, fishing live pogies. And there's pogies all over the place. Ain't no problem catching them. The only problem you're going to have is pulling the net up.
So many of them, yeah.
Yeah, they were loaded down. I don't know how those guys throw those 10 and 12 footers and fill those up with pogies, because you'd never get that up.
Yeah, he just showed me that picture, and that was that redfish that you had in your arms.
Yeah.
That's one fat redfish.
Oh, my God.
One of the fattest ones I've ever seen, ever.
If you don't even have a net, you can always rig up a snatch rig with three or four trebles. Just chunk it out there with a weight on it.
Like a
old
sneaky
school
rig.
Right there. Mm-hmm. We used to do that off the pier.
Yep.
Snagging bait.
You come up, some of them would have eyeballs or whatever, but, you know, they still work.
Yeah, hook it on and throw it out there.
Once in a while, when you got your puggy out there, you can actually feel the pod around your line. You know,
you can feel the bait hitting it. Mm-hmm. But I did get a... That one shark I caught, what was that one, probably 6 foot?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But the funny thing is, I mean, we're 200 yards off the beach, and we're out, around Hannah Park area, and people are out there with their paddle boards, and everybody's splashing around and having a good old time, and they're paddling over on their paddle boards and actually jumping off like in a pod of pogies. And then they get back on their boards and, you know, go paddle around some more while we're catching 6 foot sharks right there.
Well, Chad and Lisa, if y'all are still listening, I want to say thank you for tuning in and hope you're enjoying the show. Baseball people. Baseball people.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I miss those days.
Not the team I wanted.
Arkansas didn't win?
No.
Man.
I can't believe in that game they had two outs, three guys around a pop fly in foul territory, and the ball bounces right between the three of them. any of the three
and
catch the ball.
And all standing there looking dumbfounded.
I did. If they catch the ball, they win the World Series. Next guy hits a single. Next guy hits a three-run.
So what was the final score?
I don't know. I turned it off.
Me too. Because they were, you know, they're winning game two. They were up by 2 runs, and the guy hit a three-run shot to win the game. You know.
Well, again, the guy catches that foul ball. Anyway.
I'm not like y'all wanted. I wanted the Hawks to win. Sorry.
Back to fishing.
Okay. Back to my big red.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that was one fat
now,
red.
Don caught. Couple nice ones, one about 33 inch, the other one's about 35. Mm-hmm. That's when I said, yeah, man, catching creek reds.
Now I saw a bunch of flounder being caught. I think I saw, I'm not sure, Steve Crowder, I think, had
I don't know. I've been disgusted on the flounder bite this year.
There were some nice flounder caught, and then I saw some lady also had caught some nice flounder, nice size flounder.
Small one right there. Like 15.
That's what size?
Just 15.
But 15? Yeah. Yeah, there have been some nice flounder caught, but most of the things I've been reading, again, I haven't been fishing, of course, but most I've been reading is that they agree with you.
They're flounder, thin.
The flounder are out there, thin. But most of them are thin.
I mean, I caught one that was 17 inches. It was like 2 pounds. Yeah.
Now, are you seeing a lot of finger mullet out there?
Yes.
Yeah. They're starting small. To get a little bit of size to them, but a lot of them were
very small.
You know, yeah, the 2 inches.
Okay.
Hard I like them. Hit, you know, cast net
3.5-4 inches. But right. It's good bait size. So, the big red, it was definitely the fattest redfish I've ever caught.
Oh,
it was 43 inches long, and yeah, I mean, it felt like it weighed 40 pounds.
Yeah, he was over 30. I mean, you could just when I got him, actually parted him in the net. I kind of drug him up on the boat, and I don't like grabbing them by the gills and that kind of stuff. So I try to handle them up under their stomach and up by their tail. And when I went to hand Jeff the net, I mean, the net just didn't move. Remember, it was just
you could see it sort of
there it is right there, right?
Sort of flexing a little bit.
Yeah, that's a nice size red.
Yeah, I mean, he was just a monster. He was huge.
But I mean, that thing just sitting in my lap. Don's like, man, hold it up. I was like, man, I don't know that I can, you know. Mm-hmm. It was hard to grab a hold of. But it was a good fight. A lot of fun. We had a great day out there.
It was fun, just fun fishing.
Yep.
You
know. Okay.
If the shop is listening, I just received a package. Y'all hold it for me. I'll get it tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh, like you're that important. But
no, because they'll open it up and
Rick, back to fishing. I've had several charters in the last, I guess it's 10 days or so, but it's funny how the bite's been real cyclical. You know, when it doesn't rain for a couple of days, it's amazing. Like yesterday, I had to grind yesterday. I had, my name was Mike Riverston and his two boys were on the boat. And normally after the first, you know, couple stops, you get on some good fish. But we had to run and run and run until we finally, got on some really good fish. But, it's amazing how when it rains, when it doesn't rain for 2 or 3 days, about that third day, you know, the bite, it just goes off. I mean, you know, it's a lot of good fish, a lot of quality fish.
A lot more salt back into the water after a couple of days.
They're super aggressive. And then, like, you know, obviously it poured the night before last. I guess it rained during the middle of the night. And then by the next day, it was just, I mean, and it seems like it's that way. You have about 2 good days of fishing, and then it's tough. 2 or 3 days.
Now, with the heat and the water temperature changing, are you changing any of your plastics? Are you keeping everything about the same as you normally do?
I'm using artificials. I pretty much keep everything the same. I may change color as far as color goes, mm-hmm. you know, but other than that, I don't change a whole lot of I will, you know, maybe get something lighter also, you know, like a little lighter bait.
Are you letting it drop further into cooler water, deeper water?
You know, most of the water I fish, Joe's under 2 feet. So
right, but I mean, well, I'm saying then go to the bottom.
I have been fishing, you know, some creek holes. You know, when the sun gets up and high, I'll look for some creek holes to fish in. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm in a creek that's, you know, 3 foot or 4 foot, most of the bends have your creek holes, and so we've been fishing some of the creek holes. They are 5, 6, 8, 10 feet, something like that. You know.
Okay.
And they do produce. I mean, you'll catch fish in those creek holes every time.
904-296-2692 is the number. 904-296-2692.
972 GoneFishingShow.com is the website. That's Gone Fishing Show, no G in the fishing. All right, y'all stand by. We're going to get a quick break, and we will return. And we got one more segment before the long break. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right.
Okay, I know we got the
Kingfish.
Okay. Craig Van Brocklin, you're calling the wrong number, sir. Give Craig the right telephone number to call, please.
904-296-2692. 904-296-2692 is the number to call on Fishing Show.
Send Craig a text, please, Mr. Jeff, because It's strange that he was calling. I started to say I wish Craig would call because he has a list of all the tournaments, and I was getting ready to start doing tournaments. And did y'all send Craig a message?
Yes.
Okay. Craig, you're calling the wrong number. He's still calling it.
296-2692.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, so we do have some tournaments coming up. We're going to have Chris Mr. Craig.
I just had curiosity. What number is this he's calling in here?
He's going to call the. Just pick it up.
That's probably
up.
The old number that we had.
But, anyways, so like I said, we do have some tournaments coming up. Mr. Craig Van Brocklin is going to call in and give us a. Rundown of all the tournaments that we have coming up. I think, Rick, you want to mention the Kingfish tournament, right?
Yeah, I wanted to mention the Kingfish tournament. It's coming up pretty soon. And Kaku Kayaks and Rick's Bait and Tackle were proud to be sponsoring the kayak division of the Redfish division. And and it's a 10-foot beautiful Kaku kayak and paddle we're giving away to the winner from Rick's Bait and Tackle and Kaku Kayaks. Kevin has helped me support this charity the last two years. And I'm going to tell you what is, you cannot get a finer paddle kayak.
Paddle kayak.
Than a Kaku kayak.
Hey, what are those things that, Jeff, did you not saw them the other day? Or you stand up on them? And it's, I know it's that Hobie on the
stand
side.
Stand up paddle board? Oh,
no, it's got a handle.
The Hobies. And then they've got a stair stepper, like an elliptical type thing.
What is that thing?
It's something from Hobie.
I just saw that yesterday. I just saw that for the first time yesterday.
Mr. Van Brocklin on line one? And we're going to see if it works this time.
Craig.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Craig, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Producer's got his thumb up. It's where we got all everything right. working here. Craig, we're getting ready to start talking about tournaments. And, and I can't believe you called. It's good timing.
Yeah, good timing. That's me.
That's you. Okay, buddy.
Good timing, Craig.
Ah. Yeah.
Hey, are you ready to go see Boy George tonight?
Oh, no.
Hell yeah, man.
All right.
Wow.
Excuse me? I'm going to see the B-52s.
Yeah, right.
That'd be good. Yeah. Where's that, Daly's or something?
Tammy's going to see the Boy George.
So is Jeff.
No.
Boy George, I actually can't see.
Jeff ain't going to make it.
I don't care what y'all.
Yeah, boy, yeah
they're playing down at St. Augustine Amphitheater.
You know you're getting old when you know the name of one person out of all the groups playing down there.
I know the B-52s, but the Boy George, they only have one song that I know of. Chameleon or whatever it is.
B-52s have been around forever.
They've all been around.
Anyway, what's the tournament situation looking like here? What we got coming up?
We got tomorrow, we got the Jalen Ramsey Redfish 2.0, the boat tournament.
And you can still register for that, correct?
Yeah, you better get on it. If you don't, you can register online or you can drop by Top Golf and register, I think, by 6:30 tonight, or they'll probably wouldn't turn you down.
Top Golf?
But there's no actual captain's meeting. They're having a meet and greet with Jaguar players. And
I think that was last night, wasn't it?
Golf competition. I think that's tonight.
Sir. That's tonight.
6:30 tonight. But okay. You can still register there, but you don't have to go to a captain's meeting. All the rules are.
Now, is this the tournament
on the website
that changed the date because it was in conflict?
No, they didn't change the date. They just changed the payouts and entry fees. It was going to be $3,000-$4,000 payout.
Yeah, now it's $1,500
before 3 and 2.
$1,500 payout, but they lowered the entry fee to $60.
Yeah. It's per person now. It's not per boat. It's per angler.
Yeah, it's per angler.
Four people in the boat, that'd be $240. For the
right,
boat.
And you can each weigh one fish.
And you can't fish with somebody that's not in the tournament.
Right.
It's going to be a good tournament. First time, hopefully it'll be turned into a reoccurring type deal. So many tournaments, you only have one or two, then they disappear. But it's raising money for the Boys and Girls Club.
Right, yeah, I know that.
As far as
right.
Point, that's right.
Okay, and then following that, what do we have?
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't there another tournament tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the Jacksonville Redfish Elite. That's going on in Mayport. It's a three redfish tournament, so you have to really have two people on board to legally bring three reds in.
Or one cheater.
and that's like $140 entry fee. They just pay out from the, you know, the entry fees. Pretty much, I think they pay out about 90% back to the angler on that tournament. But it's got to be at Mayport by 6:30 a.m. to register for that. There's no cabin speeding. You just show up, pay your money, go fishing, and that's a bait tournament.
Yeah, I saw one there, Craig. I think Matt said he's going to be there from like 4:20 in the morning until 6:10 or something like that, wasn't it?
I think something like that. Yeah, he's there early. I showed up late. I fished it one time last year, a couple times. I showed up late and texted him. He was like, fine, go fish. I had to go up to the weigh-in with my two little redfish. Pay my money afterwards.
Speaking of redfish, I saw that big redfish you caught yesterday, buddy.
Yeah, I caught that Thursday back in Clapper.
That would have been yesterday.
Thursday. No, wait, that was Wednesday. I'm sorry. But that was a 28.5-inch, so that wouldn't have done too good in a tournament.
It was a good one, though.
Well, Craig, how are you finding the water? Is it dirty? Does it seem like the salinity and everything?
I went to Sisters Creek yesterday, and it wasn't clean. I really haven't seen any clean water in the last couple of days. The redfish shouldn't be moving around. You'll go to a spot and catch them, and the next day they won't be there.
Okay.
They've moved on somewhere else. So you got to look and find your redfish.
All right.
I don't see an easy day tomorrow at all.
No, it's going to be tough. It was tough yesterday. The water's kind of dirty from all the rain we've had, and this west wind's kind of thing, water blown out, too, on top of that.
Arlington water's been really nasty. It's really real tannic.
Yeah, chocolatey. And you're right, Craig. It's going to be a grind, for sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I don't even fish anywhere, like, inland of maybe Broward. Even Broward doesn't look good.
Right.
So I've been, trying to get as close to the inland as I can.
Well, you got that super kayak. You got to be able to go anywhere.
Water. In the kayak you can go anywhere.
Are you fishing in your boat tomorrow, Craig, or are you fishing a kayak?
I'm fishing on the kayak. I just seem to catch more fish. I had to take my motor in, so my boat's currently motorless.
Wow. Y'all fish with Cousin Jeff, then he's got that his new sled, you know?
He does got that new sled.
Any other tournaments that are coming up? I know there's one.
After that, we got the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament, and they have July 14th. They have the Redfish Tournament part of it, which is always fun. They have kayak and boat divisions there.
The 13th and 14th?
14th, Saturday the 14th is when it actually is.
Okay.
That's a nice tournament to fish.
Isn't next weekend? When is July the 7th and 8th and 9th?
Two weeks from tomorrow.
Okay. Right. That tournament's coming up down there. I can't remember the name of it. It's the.
Wait a minute. Now, July 7th? Let me see. The 4th is Wednesday.
No, that's next weekend.
So it's next weekend, Craig, is the that one down Ancient City Gamefish.
Ancient City in St. Augustine, they pay out like $5,000 for the biggest redfish.
Yeah, that's going to be a good payout down there, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I'll be camping, so I can't fish that one.
Ooh.
I can't fish for three or four more weeks before I can fish.
We're going to go when you get better.
All right.
We'll go. But what else, Mr. Van Brocklin?
That's pretty much it for tournaments.
Okay. Well, that was good timing, my friend.
Man, that was perfect.
All right, Craig. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling very much, buddy. Appreciate
it. All right, good show, guys.
Okay.
Glad you're back, Rick.
Thank you, Craig. I'm glad to be back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on 102.3 FM. You can download the app on the Play Store for your Apple or Android phone by typing in Sunny 102.3 FM. And if you're at home live streaming on the computer, go to www.gonefishingshow.com. That's www.gonefishingshow.com. That's fishing with no G. And you can call us at 904-296-2692. This is the Gone Fishing Show. For Mr. Rick Hill, I'm Captain Don Taylor, Jeff Alton, Joe Dion. Out.